What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, everyone in the family seemed to know there was something strange about Grandma's house. They just didn't talk about it. But it wasn't until he was left there alone that he realized just how frightening the house could be.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching the program, whether it be on YouTube. We are back on YouTube, by the way, Real Ghost Stories Online. If you're one of the 70,000 or so that subscribed originally over the last decade, go ahead and go back and do it again. We have returned to the YouTube. Please do check that out. And you can watch us there on YouTube. Only on our YouTube is where the video is. So if you want to watch the show, we are there. No just flat-out audio on YouTube anymore. It's just 100% us in the studio. So you can go and put yourself through that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Todd and Carol with you on today's edition of the program. And how is everyone?
I have something that's not paranormal that I'd like to share because it felt so paranormal.
Okay.
So the other night I let my dog out and I have a very big backyard. And even with my patio light on, it doesn't go all the way to the back fence.
Mm-hmm.
So if the moon's good, I can see all the way at the back, right? So Benji is black and he's 15 pounds. And so he can get lost in my backyard. He can't get out. But sometimes it can be hard to find him. So the other night, he's not coming in. So I keep a flashlight by the back door so I can go out and look for him. So I hobble out there because I had a freaking hip replacement. And me and my cane, we go out there and this fog had come in. So now it's foggy in my backyard. And I'm like this, looking for my dog with a flashlight. Can't see him anywhere. And then in the corner of my yard, it was, I don't know what kind of animal it was, but it looked like their eyes were lights.
Ooh.
Like they were orange, like, and they're just staring at me. And Benji is not coming back. He's not coming back. And I'm like, it's like 10 o'clock at night. Who do I call? I can't go back. I want to go back in the corner and see what it is, but these two eyes are staring at me.
Was it low to the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the ground.
So was it a possum maybe?
It had to have been some kind of animal. So I'm like, is it an animal that just killed my dog because I can't find
my dog.
He's
going to sit there with blood dripping down.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I don't know if I want to walk back into that corner. Will it attack me? I don't know what this thing is. And I think I do so many ghost stories and what was the thing in the woods? And
right.
Like, I am convinced that this is horrible. And it felt like I'd been out there forever, but probably it was at least 5 minutes I was looking for him as a cripple with my cane. And then I turn around and the dog is right by my legs. I don't know how he got there. I don't know where he came from, but he wasn't deceased. But this, and the whole time, and I turn around once more and that it's just two eyes. I can't see any shape of anything, nothing else. All I could see was two eyes watching me the whole time.
So when you finally noticed that he was by your side,
he's fine.
Were the eyes gone? Like, nope. They were
still watching.
Oh, they were. Because I was going to say, maybe it was your dog. Like, he morphed into a monster in your backyard.
No, he did no morphing.
That's a possibility.
Of course, that's where I go with. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But it was so weird because I'm like, okay, I know this situation is not paranormal, but there is something staring at me that looks like it's orange lights, but it's two eyes that are staring at me and not moving. So I'm going to guess it was a possum or something like that. It happened a while back in one of my sheds. I'm looking for Benji and I'm like, there's two eyes.
The murder she shed?
No, it wasn't
the other shed. Mm-hmm. What do you call the other shed? Does the other shed have a name?
The non-murder she shed.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Satan's portal.
Wow.
No, that is the murder she shed. For real.
Carol, it was just me. I had your dog. Oh.
But were you keeping Satan. Him safe?
Oh, God.
Carol, you got to understand. Look, we... As much as you think we're getting a lot of souls down here, it's actually slowed down a little. So what we're doing to make up for it is, you know, find some stray dogs, bring them down. We need some more souls. And to be completely honest, I almost took yours the other night, okay?
Oh.
Because you got to think about that. You know, it was you were the dog. I let you both go. I'm like, oh, that's Carol from the Ghost Story Show. I like her. So I let you both live. That
so
was not
was,
a possum.
It was your eyes I was looking at in the
It was
of my
It was just my eyes. Sometimes okay. I look like a rabid possum. Sometimes I play dead. Sometimes I bite children's throats near, playgrounds and such. But you know, that's just a typical Tuesday for me. I am the Prince of Darkness, so, you know. But I let you go. Let's just, just keep in mind, I might be having a slow day. And one of these nights, it might be you... Or the dog whose soul I bring back to the great beyond.
Okay.
That's kind of spooky. I like to try. It's like trying to try spooky. Did that scare you?
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, here's a song from the Real Ghost Story Singers, all about your situation.
The Real Ghost Story Singers.
Here. On K-Hell. You thought it was K-Love. This... is K-Hell.
The moon is hanging low tonight. The shadows start to creep. My little dog is barking at the darkness way too deep. He pulls against the leash. His eyes are filled with fear. But something in those bushes calls him. Something evil drawing near. I hear that voice, so smooth and cold, whispering through the trees. Come here, little one, leave her behind. Come dance with me.
Oh, my little Benji.
Satan's in the bushes, trying to steal my baby soul. Luring him into the dark with promises and bones made of gold. But I just had my hip replaced. Every step is burning pain. I still fight through hell itself. I won't let him. Take my boy away.
came slipping in the dew. He's getting closer to the edge where the nightmare bushes grew. Satan laughs from the darkness. Trade your soul and I'll let him go. My heart is torn in pieces.
Who aren't watching the video, Tony danced half of that with his dog. My dog, however, is like, I ain't coming in for that damn song.
All the more reason to join the YouTube. You can watch me dancing with dogs.
Yeah.
It's like Dances with Wolves, except it's Dances with Golden Doodles.
I mean, yeah. Carol, I think you and I just had a prelude to the wedding night when he's dancing with his new wife. I mean, that's pretty much what we are seeing there.
Well, I thought you meant he's going to take his dog to the wedding.
I mean, maybe.
To the dog instead maybe. Of his wife.
I wish it was socially acceptable.
Oh, my God. I just remembered something. So I had a dream the other night about your wedding.
Okay.
And all this shit
and
was
now,
going wrong.
Carol's dreams.
Oh, great. Here we go.
All this stuff was going wrong.
It's like
for
Dad's
me.
Dark thoughts.
Yep. Not for you, but it was for me. So I'm running late. My outfit's not working. In fact, your wife gave me an outfit for a winter wedding.
Oh.
And hey. Told me to wear it. And I'm like, it's summer. I can't wear this, but that's what we're supposed to wear. And then come to find out, she's like, I didn't realize I ordered that. Now I'm stuck in the winter outfit.
What the hell are you taking at night?
Right. Well, who knows?
You just had hip surgery. So, yeah.
This might have been when I was still taking the horrible medication.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm running late. I run into the wedding and you guys are both in place, but you are getting married. You two are inside a hot tub. And I'm like, you guys are getting married while you're in a hot tub? And you're
yeah,
like, yeah,
that's a new thing.
Of course we are. And I'm like, isn't it going to be weird to get out? Because you're soaking wet and nobody else is soaking wet.
Everybody's going to be in ice baths, actually. We're just going to have their own little ice bath that they have to get into.
And you guys are like, and we've got towels. And I'm like, but do you go change like before the dinner or the dancing? No, because we're going to want to get back in. So... It was very strange. You guys are at the wedding and you're just dripping wet.
And that's not a bad idea.
You're in bathing suits. And you guys are like, and?
What? Yeah. What? Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. I can see that being very appropriate in the restaurant.
Right.
A big old hot tub right there.
The funny thing is nobody seems weird because I'm running in late. Everybody else is in their places.
Yeah.
And everybody seems perfectly fine with it. I'm like, you sure you want to get married in a hot tub? It just seems kind of weird.
Non-traditional, you know? Why not? Why not have a hot tub?
Wet the rest that is, of the wedding.
Yeah, I would say that sounds like some fun medication.
In fact, bring some with you to the wedding. Bring to send some home with me. Okay. Please.
I may think I'm in a hot tub if I take some of that.
I have like, extra.
Tony, you're not in a hot tub.
No, the funny thing is, I don't think it had anything to do with medication. That's just the kind of weird dreams that I actually
God dang
have.
It, girl.
I hear it. Let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Manuel from Northern California, Winters, California, actually. Anyway, I wanted to call you guys back again and share a couple of stories when I was very young. It's when I first, some of the first memories I ever had of paranormal experiences. I was about 7 or 8 years old, and I had a grandmother that lived in Pinal, which was about 10 miles from where we lived in San Pablo. And I used to stay weekends with her, and she was always really nice to me, and I would love to stay the weekends because she'd cook me whatever I wanted or whatever. She was a really sweet lady. Anyway, I remember staying with my grandmother when I was very young, and I remember she lived in a pretty good-sized house, and my two uncles lived there as well, and they worked in the evening, so it was always me, my grandmother, and I alone. And when I was a little kid, we'd go to bed, and I remember my grandmother was devoutly religious, Catholic, and she would always say her prayers. And when we lay down at night in bed, I could hear like people talking and people walking around, and it used to terrify me, but I slept in bed with my grandmother, and she used to tell me, oh, God will protect us, don't worry. So I'd snuggle up to her, I'd fall asleep, and I'd forget about it. But I remember, you know, every time I'd stay over there, I'd always be scared when we went to bed because I could hear these noises and things. So about a year later, my parents separated, and my mother, my sister, and myself were staying at that house with my grandmother. And they had a little TV room type thing, and it had a couple of day beds and a little, I don't know what you'd call it, a little couch type thing. But anyway, so my mother was sleeping on a day bed, and my sister was sleeping on this little couch thing, and I was on the other side of the room. It was in a big room, but it had these three little bed couch type things. But anyway, and there was a TV in there, and we all fell asleep. And I remember in the middle of the night, my mother waking me up. She was real calm, but she looked scared. She woke me up. She woke my sister up. And I said, you know, what's the matter? And she says, come on, come on. And as I was getting up, I looked up, and it had those sliding closet doors. They're pretty typical that we have them in the place where we live now, but they're just two doors. They kind of hang on a track and they slide. And the door was slowly opening by itself. And it just, you know, if you're a little kid, you don't know what to think of it. It scared my mom. She didn't want to panic us. So she got us up, and we went into my uncle's room, and he happened to be home that evening. I don't know why, but she went in and woke him up and told him, hey, the closet door is slowly opening and then closing. And he looked at us and told us, it does that all the time. Don't worry about it. And of course, you can say it does that all the time. Don't worry about it. But it scared us. So we all went into the living room and we slept in there that night. And I remember just a lot of bizarre stuff happening in that house. That's not the end of the story. I know it's running long. So a few years later, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 years later, my grandmother passed away. And, my mother and father, I believe, were back together at that time. And my mother and my sister were already at some other relative's house heading to the funeral. And me and my dad were at my grandmother's house. And my dad was ironing my clothes for the funeral, and he put the iron too hot, and he like burned through the pants that I was supposed to. I didn't have anything else with us to wear except for my little grubby play clothes. So my dad, you know, this was a long time ago. Nobody would ever do this now, but he told me, you know, you're just going to have to stay here, and everybody will be back here, you know, after the funerals. They'd always come back and they have a bunch of food and stuff. He said, just stay here and watch TV. And, you know, I didn't even think twice about it, really. I wasn't really thinking about ghosts. I had had some experiences in that house, but it wasn't the first thing on my mind. So I went in that room, the room where the door was open. It was the middle of the day, so didn't freak me out. If it would have been nighttime, I don't think I would have stayed. But anyway, I was laying there watching TV, and I fell asleep. And I remember something jerked me awake, and I heard all these voices and the cabinets opening and closing in the kitchen, and I thought, oh, good, everybody's back. So I got up, and I went across the hall to use the restroom, came out of the restroom, and then there was a little bit of a hallway, and then to the left was, you turned into a hallway to the left, and then to the right was the kitchen. And I remember being happy. I thought everybody was back, and I turned, and I walked into the kitchen, and the kitchen was ice cold. And I remember I got this overwhelming, terrifying fear that just ran. It's giving me goosebumps right now. I remember never being so scared in all my life. You could just feel a presence in that kitchen. It scared the hell out of me. I ran out of the house, and I was on the front porch. I didn't know what to do. I had, you know, this was before cell phones or anything, and the only phone, it was close to the door, the phone, and it was, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Napoleon Dynamite, where he had that phone with the long cord. Well, they actually had one like that. The cord would reach all the way outside, and it was hanging on the wall right next to the kitchen. And I waited on that front porch for probably about two and a half hours. And then I heard the phone ringing, and I knew it was somebody checking on me because it had been hours and nobody had called or come by. So I ran in the house and I grabbed the phone and I ran out the door, and I was just panicking, screaming. It was my mother on the phone, and I was just freaking out, telling them to come and get me. I ran in and hung the phone up, and I waited outside. And then when they came, I was just freaking out. It was one of the scariest experiences. I mean, when I think about it, it's still terrifying. Just it was cold, and there was something. You just felt this presence. It was scary. Anyway, that was an experience I had when I was very young, and it stayed with me. I think about it all the time. I still have others. I have paranormal experiences pretty frequently. I don't know if I'm on the right channel or what, but something weird about me where I pick things up. But anyway, thanks, guys. Appreciate the show. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that one with us. Thoughts on all that?
Holy crap.
Right?
That Can you imagine terrifying. Being a kid and dealing with that by yourself after... You know, you're supposed to be at a funeral, which is kind of spooky in itself. And then that happens at the house while everybody's gone.
Well, it's his grandmother's funeral.
Right.
And he's not able to go because his dad burned a hole in his pants. Not his fault. And he's like, you can just stay home. And, you know, everybody else gets to go to the funeral, which isn't fun either. But he's had weird experiences at grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah.
Everything
and also the uncle
so
going and the uncle going, oh, you know, don't worry about it. It's no big deal when the closet door is opening and closing.
Right.
That's like the typical uncle response of the 1970s and 80s.
Yes,
it's fine.
Right.
There's nothing. Yep. It's good. Whatever, you know.
You're scared? I'll give you something to be scared about.
Yeah.
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 Right.
And maybe that's true.
Just
I mean, maybe
creepy.
Yeah. Here's an interest. That doesn't probably apply, but the thought on kind of that line of thinking of like, I'll give you something to be scared about. You know, people who are throwing that out there probably have their own deal of trauma that is unresolved that they've not that's lingering with them. And when you're in an environment like that growing up, you know, on a regular basis, and you got kind of your own shit, you're probably not necessarily paying a lot of attention to the oddities of the world of paranormal and things of that nature. It's if you are able to pay attention to it, I mean, it's either going to be really, really impactful and really like obvious, or you have that much time on your hands or awareness or lack of other shit going on that's impacting you emotionally, that is standing out to you if it's more subtle. I think that makes some sense in terms of what, you know, what's really important, what's holy shit to these kids, to the uncle that's probably gone through some shit. It's like, yeah, what the fuck ever.
Right. Exactly. I was just going to say real life was scarier than the closet door opening and closing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. So, I mean, the perspective is interesting there. And it's not like, you know, I don't think it's like at heart, like, you know, you're lying, or it's just like, you know, you don't know trauma. You don't know fear. If that's what you're fearing, you know, that's
right.
You know, it's like you got to go on Todd's porch games, you know, that's sort of
Todd's porch games.
Well, that uncle would be one of the top contenders, I'm sure, on the porch games.
He would be contenders. That's what they called him, too, on American Gladiators. Contender one, ready. Gladiator one, ready. Yep. I think it's coming back, isn't it? There's a new version. I think I saw a preview the other day.
Do we really need it?
I don't
need
know
it?
How many times they've done this damn thing.
I think remember there used to be the Battle of the Network Stars. Do you remember that, Carol?
Oh yeah. I can't remember what they battled. Was it like a gladiator?
It was. Yeah. I mean, it was like tug of war, and it was all sorts of stuff that they played.
It wasn't as intense as gladiators.
No, not at all. But I'm thinking we could do celebrity gladiators or celebrity Todd's porch games, where it's like you have celebrities come on to play to see who can actually do it.
That'd be great.
It's a really good idea, Todd.
It's produced by the same people who made Circus of the Stars. I think that would be.
Exactly.
We'll get a trapeze in there at some point, and it's like, wow, this is amazing. Yeah.
Andy Griffith in a leotard swinging on the trapeze. Like, did we need that back in the day? I don't know.
Yes,
you don't know what you don't know. I was like, wow, we did.
We're going to give you your TV show. We're going to sign a contract. You're going to make money. But part of the deal is you're going to have to train elephants for the network stars, the circus thing. So just, you know.
Just so you know.
I used to love that show. I would watch that all the time when I was little. Damn. Like Circus of the Stars.
I forgot about that.
Does it get much better?
Scott Baio gets shot out of a cannon, you know.
I mean, really, does television, I think we reached our peak there, and then it's all been kind of just downhill since then. It's like Circus of the Stars was the crescendo of television.
Because now we're at Dancing with the Stars, and are they stars?
We're not that.
You can't even find, like now, like a new season of Dancing with Stars. I'm like, who are these people?
We consider stars is considerably different
as
well.
That's the thing. Yes.
Yeah. It's quite a different world. I think you bring back the circus, you bring back some hoops of fire and elephants, it might step on a few people. And I think you got a television show. Especially the stepping on people part. That would be
right.
That would be fun.
All right. I think that'll wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost stories with us, do so. 855-853-4802 is the phone number to call in and share it with us, which incidentally, that's the only phone number I know today. I was saying it's the only phone number I remember. I don't know anybody else's phone number other than that and my own. That's how it works. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. to the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.